All Packers, all the time.
It feels too easy. It feels too neat. It feels too not enough conflict-y.
Okay, most of the time.
Almonds specifically or all nuts?
Well, these nuts, those nuts, whatever nuts were.
It's Jason Wilde on Jen, Gabe, and Chew. Brought to you by Boucher Automotive. With 16 different new car brands and over 35 pre-owned brands to choose from. Boucher Automotive. We are driven by you. And by the Bridgewater Modern Grill, nestled in the heart of Milwaukee's Emerging Harbor District. Enjoy a specialty crafted menu centered around a custom oak-fed grill.
Great to catch up with our friend and teammate Jason Wilde here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. How are you doing today, Jason?
I'm fine. Hey, I know we did the sound of shoveling before. Can you name this sound? Listen closely. What do you got?
Sounded like sweeping.
Yeah, there's some
ice
sort of ice.
Ice. Salt? No.
A salt shaker, like a.
Yeah.
Let me give it to you one more time. Feeding cats. That's what we do around here.
Feeding cats?
All right, what's
cats?
Going on?
Well, yeah. You're pouring the kibble into a bowl.
Oh.
Is it called kibble
exactly.
For cats, or is kibble just dog?
I don't think so. I don't know. I just call it cats.
I don't think so.
I'm quite the wordsmith, you know. That's me.
Jason, we were just discussing this 5.5 wins thing, and I know you said you'd take the over on it. But
God,
I was listening.
Almighty,
I know, honestly. Honestly, can you believe it? But here's what I said to the guys. I was listening while I was gone.
85% chance that Aaron Rodgers isn't coming back.
I didn't bring that up. I learned my lesson on that one. After the first time I brought it up, I haven't brought it up since.
That
but
was
I was
Homer's
going
fault.
To ask you this. How do you find the sweet spot between managing expectations for next season's squad and being doomsday? Because I said to the guys, like, maybe by no fault of their own, I was listening while I was gone, it sounded very doomsday-esque. And so they're like, no, we're just trying to manage expectations. So what is the sweet spot between that?
I don't know. It's not my job to manage the sweet spot. It's my job to
manage
tell you what I think.
Jason, is chemistry important in regards to offense when you play football?
Nope.
Nothing.
Nope, doesn't matter.
No, I didn't think so.
Just ask all the fans who are telling me that it's no big deal if Rodgers shows up for training camp.
Huge deal.
Trust them. No, that's not what I'm being told. Okay? I don't know about you guys. I've only covered the league for 27 years. I only lived through the summer of 2008. But no, I don't know anything.
What do I know? I'm just a doctor.
So obviously, Chewy, that was a rhetorical question by you because you know that chemistry really matters, right? Like you and Brett had some sort of ESP that he just always knew where you were. Rodgers was the same with Jordy and later Devontae and with Cobb. Like, there's absolutely a chemistry factor in success. And Jordan Love has every opportunity to grow that with some fellow younger players, right? He's going to have a chance to do that with Christian Watson and Romeo Doubs and whoever the hell they're going to play at tight end. Like, he's to his credit, taking a page out of the Aaron Rodgers, I also learned what not to do from Brett Favre playbook. He's getting those guys together in California. Like, that will develop. Now, the question of whether or not Jordan Love is good enough or just how good he will be, that will obviously be decided in the coming years. But the reality at this point is that they need to develop that chemistry. And that's my point in bringing up the Aaron Rodgers, if this goes all the way to training camp, because I am frustrated that we have Joe Thomas is in today as our cousin sub of the day, cousin subs, we believe in better. But since late last week, we've had Tausch, we've had Brad Nortman, we've had Brian Bulaga, and I'm sure Joe Thomas will be the next one to say that you can't have Rodgers showing up at training camp, if you're trying to build chemistry and you're trying to build this team and the training camp is so critical and you're trying to give Jordan Love the optimal conditions to succeed, this part of the crowd that thinks, hey, Packers have all the leverage. Just keep Aaron Rodgers. Screw him. And let's see what the Jets do with Zach Wilson, a quarterback, after they've disowned him already. I had to explain this to Homer yesterday because he was getting Twitter questions. Of course, he can't help but answer people. Like, I'm not rooting for that because I hate the Packers or I hate Jordan Love or I hate Goody. If that happens, it is 2008 all over again. And while there was a lot of work involved with that, covering it, it was fascinating. I mean, they made a flipping documentary, Last Day at Lambeau by Michael Nielsen. Like, it was like when people ask me about my career, among the first things they ask is, what was that summer of 2008 like? Right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, Favre came back. Was it Frankie that went in the hall for that one?
Yeah.
And I had to sit and, you know, watch a closed circuit feed of his presentation of Frankie for enshrinement in a satellite truck outside the loading dock. Like, it was just a madhouse. And that is not, while that is conducive for radio conversation and storytelling in the printed or internet form and all the things I do in those realms, it ain't ideal for getting your quarterback who has started one career NFL game and played poorly and has 10 snaps against the Eagles that everyone is pinning their hopes on that he's going to be the next great Packers quarterback. Having that kind of a circus is not conducive for him to have success. And so, yes, chemistry matters. All these things matter. I just can't wait till we get to the training camp and either Rodgers has long been traded to the Jets or here we go, baby.
Jason, what are they going to do at wide receiver? They have to have a veteran in the room, right? They have to at least pick up a veteran that's a free agent and bring them in. You can't just completely go all first-year, second-year players in that room.
Yeah, I'm guessing Sammy Watkins is available.
Run it back.
I mean, you're right. I mean, again, for those that don't understand, the things that I root for are the stories and the idea of the Packers. Let's say they come to their senses, realize that the Jets are not giving up the 13th overall pick, and they get the second round pick from the Jets, one of them, either 42 or 43 now, from the Jets for Rodgers this year and then a future pick beyond that. If that were to happen, I would love nothing more for them than to use their first-round pick on a wide receiver, which obviously Rodgers never had a first-round pick at wide receiver, which, again, doesn't matter because he had some freaking great second-round picks who turned into great players. But they use a first-round pick on a receiver, they use one of their second-round picks on a tight end, and then they use the other second-round pick on another wide receiver. That's my dream scenario for the draft because what a story that would be that after all this conversation about Rodgers and weapons and everything else, that they would invest that heavily in his skill position players so Jordan Love can grow with four young wideouts, five young wideouts if you can include Samari Toure, and a couple of young tight ends or whatever it might be.
I mean, I just look at, Jason, I'm looking at the roster of that 2008 team where they went 6-10. 6-10.
Mm-hmm.
You had Aaron Rodgers at quarterback, Ryan Grant in the backfield, Donald Driver, Greg Jennings, and Donald Lee. It's a hell of a lot better than what they got now. And they went 6-10.
But you don't know that. You don't know that. Like, it's easy to say right now with these guys as rookies, but you don't know that the guys are, those are automatically all better.
But Jen, I nailed the reception thing. Okay.
70?
When I talked about what guys would catch this
70,
season,
right?
If you go back in what I said, I nailed it.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
right, well, if you could stop your victory lap for a second,
sorry.
I would say this, Jen. Look, I like the potential that Christian Watson has shown. I like the potential that Romeo Doubs has shown. We know what Devontae Adams eventually became, but in his second season, when he was put into a position where he had to, you know, basically carry the passing game, right? Because Doherty blew out his knee. They brought in James Jones, who obviously was more productive than Devontae. Devontae had an injury that year. He hurt his ankle against Seattle, and it was a problem all year, so that was part of the equation. But think about how good he turned out to be, while also thinking about the fact that he wasn't very good for much of that season. I think the reality is that Christian Watson has incredible talent. There were major concerns about him coming out of the draft that I had. I think Rob Domofsky has said this. He had one scout who said, we would really like him if he could catch the ball. I mean, there were really big concerns about his consistency catching the football. I really like him. Like, he's got such, I don't want to say he looks like Randy Moss to me, because I'm tempted to say that, and I know what happens when you say that kind of stuff. But there are some similarities physically. I'm not saying he's going to be a Pro Football Hall of Famer. What I am saying is I love his potential, but he's going to have more growing pains ahead. And I do believe that we became overwhelmed by a four-game stretch. I mean, Ashton used to use it in the clip when the segment would start. I think we really put a lot of stock in that, which was how he can be when he's at his best. But there's going to be more rough times ahead. Same for Romeo Doubs, who is as even-keeled of a player as I've seen. He plucks the ball, which is a really important quality, even though he had some drops himself. I think Packers fans have every right to be excited about those guys. I just think they need to temper their expectations, especially when you think about that they're going to be playing with a quarterback who is trying to figure it out himself. The ball, for all the faults that Aaron Rodgers had, and as big of a knob as he was sometimes about those young guys, he still was a far superior talent at that point in his career than Jordan will be at his. So there's going to be some growing pains at that position. And I think Chewy's right. Like, at least in 08, Greg Jennings was in his third season. James Jones was in his second season. We know what Donald Driver still was at that point in his career. So, yeah, unfortunately, Chewy's right.
We got to leave it there, Jason. We appreciate you hanging out with us this morning. Have a great day. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right, everybody. Take care. Be good.